Hotkey Books presents Robin Hood 2, Piracy, Paintballs and Zebras. Written by Robert Muchamore and read by Joe Jameson. Keep listening after the audiobook for a sample from the next book in the series, Robin Hood, Jet Skis, Swamps and Smugglers. The story so far. It is a time of strife in Sherwood Forest. Evil gangster Guy Gisborne has the declining industrial town of Loxley under his thumb, controlling everything from petty drug deals to senior police and judges. He works in an uneasy alliance with the sheriff of Nottingham, Marjorie Kovacevic. The ambitious sheriff likes to portray herself as a successful businesswoman and get-tough politician who locks up criminals and cracks down on immigration. But deep in the forest, Sheriff Marjorie has an army of private guards who'll deal brutally with anyone who gets in her way. But good folks are fighting back. For more than a decade, Will Scarlock has fought to protect the thousands of vulnerable people who live in Sherwood Forest. From a base in an abandoned outlet mall, Will and his comrades provide shelter, healthcare and food to anyone who needs it. And there's a new hero in town. When Arda Hood dared to speak out about corruption in Loxley, Guy Gisborne had him beaten up and framed by corrupt cops. Nobody expected his 12-year-old son, Robin Hood, to fight back, but he shot Guy Gisborne with an arrow, staged a daring robbery to raise money for forest people, and took out two Loxley police cars during a city-wide riot. 3 months later, Robin is living at the outlet mall with his new friend Marion Maid and her eccentric family. But Gisborne wants revenge, and there's a £100,000 bounty on young Robin's head. Part 1. News Update.
Good afternoon. This is Channel 14 serving the Central Region. I'm Lynn Hoapoli with your local headlines. Our top story is that traffic on Route 24 is still subject to severe delays after a tyre blew out on a truck filled with zebras during this morning's rush hour. The vehicle rolled onto its side and the rear doors flew open as it smashed into the central barrier. Eyewitnesses described scenes of chaos as weak and filthy zebras escaped the truck and stumbled into 12 lanes of busy traffic. Several vehicles crashed as they swerved to avoid the animals. 5 motorists were taken to hospital by air ambulance, and while most of the animals fled into surrounding forest, vets had to destroy one zebra that was hit by a car. A spokesperson for the Animal Freedom Militia has claimed the zebras were being shipped to Sherwood Castle for an upcoming trophy hunt, and that cramming so many animals into a small truck is a serious breach of animal welfare regulations. Sherwood Castle management has so far refused to comment. In other news, there has been a surprise twist in the controversial trial of Arda Hood. Moments before his case went before a judge, Hood accepted a plea deal. In return for a 3-year prison sentence, the Loxley man pled guilty to the theft of laptop computers and to resisting arrest. Scuffles broke out when news of the guilty plea reached Arda's supporters outside court, and police made several arrests. Hood's lawyer, Tybalt Bull, said he would have liked to continue the fight to prove Arda's innocence, but that his client risked a 16-year prison sentence if he had been found guilty after a full trial. Those are the noon headlines. I'll be back with our main bulletin at 1 o'clock.
Chapter 1. Pint-sized tearaway. Sherwood Forest stretched across the land, from Lake Victoria to the swampy eastern delta. 20,000 square kilometres, inhabited by bears, snakes, gigantic crunchy-shelled bugs, and a vast population of yellow birds that lived nowhere else on Earth. Estimates of Sherwood's human population varied between 30,000 and 250,000, and most of them were hiding from something. Bandits, bikers, religious cults, terrorists, refugees...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?